Let's go to Zach Nagy, who's the publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. We kind of moved him up in the lineup. Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it. Bob and I were talking about this Monday. The one take we got from the Texas Bowl was how well the young kids played up front, offensive line. Man, if you'd have told me that before the game, I would have never believed you. They did a really good job. Now, I will say this, Baylor, they're not loaded with talent on the defensive side of the football, but they really held up well in pass protection, and they had some pretty good holes for the running backs to run through. That was the one real positive take I take from that, because we knew a lot about Tre'Davious Green and him catching the football. Chris Hilton late in the year showed us the flash that we also saw in the Texas Bowl. We didn't know anything about these young guys up front along that offensive line. Man, they played damn well.
Yeah, no, first of all, Mike, appreciate you for having me on as always. And what you've always told me is that your second unit on the offensive line has to be just as good as the first. And for me, you saw that group kind of take strides in the right direction there. There was Tyree Adams. You saw some Cohen Echols, Bordelon. You saw some action in there with the second team that ultimately did have to start in the bowl game because of all the NFL draft entrants. So obviously I was pleasantly surprised with that unit. Fast forward to the 2025 season, and you kind of have a nice mix coming in, don't you now? You have a lot of youngsters that can take that next step. You bring in some savvy veterans like Josh Thompson, Braylon Moore, maybe another offensive lineman. So in the trenches, you're looking like you're going to be in a really good spot with a mix of some youngsters, some veterans, some guys that are going to take that next step, and some guys that really showed out in the Texas Bowl. I was very impressed with Tyree Adams on that left side.
One of the things, too, is, as you brought up, two guys that are veterans, one that will play center. I'm not sure about the Northwestern guy because I've seen him play both right tackle and right guard. I know he's a right-handed guy. That's where he'll play. He'll play as a strong side guy and maybe interior. I think they're still looking for one guy that can play tackle. One more guy. And a lot of people thought it might have been Pritchard from Alabama, but it looks as though maybe the Cornhuskers threw quite a bit of money at him and looks as though he's trending toward Nebraska.
Yeah, and you're absolutely spot on there. You got Braylon Moore to take on that center spot. You got Josh Thompson, who to me, and you it sounds like, is an interior offensive lineman, a guy who can play on the inside. If we're going to go from left to right here, you got Tyree Adams. You got DJ Chester slotting to his natural spot of guard at that left guard spot. Braylon Moore at the center. Josh Thompson at right guard. And then you're going to sit back and wonder, what do they do with that right tackle spot? Do you throw Weston Davis in the mix? Do you throw in another youngster? Or do you go out in the portal and try to find a savvy veteran? And to me, it seems like the portal could be the best way to go. You're spot on with Elijah Pritchett, the Alabama transfer. There was some buzz that he was going to try to make his way in town for a visit. Ultimately checked in with Nebraska. They kind of answered all the questions that he had, and he committed and shut things down with them. So now you're kind of back to the drawing board to see if you want to take another offensive lineman. You got some time here, but nonetheless, they are going to try to see what they can do in that spot.
Zach, I remember the last time we had you on, you kind of talked about the two positions that need to get bolstered in the portal were offensive line and safety. Offensive line, it seems like they've kind of attacked a little bit, but safety, it feels kind of the next spot that they need to really address. And I know that you've been reporting on some DBs that have come in for some visits. So what's kind of the latest on all of that?
Yeah, so when it comes to the defensive backfield right now, you retooled that cornerback spot in a really good way. I feel very comfortable in that room, as do a lot of people internally. And then you switch gears to that safety room, and you're razor thin. I mean, Charlie, you got Jordan Gilbert. You got Deshaun Spears, Javion Toviano, Joel Rogers. Those are the four pieces that you're really working with in there. You can throw in Austin Osberry as well. Those are five players right there, but there's a lack of competition, a lack of true talent level there. So fast forward to the portal. You try to get some guys in that area. Earlier this week, they hosted Keontae Scott, an Auburn transfer defensive back who's kind of benefiting from that Diego Pavia ruling that's allowing guys who play JUCO ball to get an extra year of eligibility. He spent 2 years at the JUCO level, 3 years at Auburn, and now he's got an extra year of eligibility. He got to campus for a visit. He was in for 2 days. Seems like it was a beneficial visit for both parties. They went and got some food, kind of went around campus, sat down with the staff, had those one-on-one meetings. Things went well there. We'll see what ultimately happens down the stretch. And then within the next 24 hours, you're going to bring North Carolina State defensive back to Marcus Cooley to town. That's the big fish. That's a top five safety in the portal, one of the top 10 available guys in the portal right now. He'll be in town for a visit to Baton Rouge. We'll see how things trend in that direction there, but this is a coveted player right now. He's visited Ole Miss. He'll get LSU under his belt. He's also got Missouri, Kentucky visits lined up as well. So we'll see what he ultimately does within his process before he ultimately shuts things down. LSU will get him in town, and that's a coveted guy, and they like him at the safety role. So we'll see what happens there. But those are the two defensive backs that are on their big board right now, and Keontae Scott and Tamarcus Cooley.
Zach, you wrote this morning, 13 freshmen, midterm guys, you'll get to play in the spring. The thing that jumped out at me, we knew about DJ Pickett and Harlan Berry. Having J.D. LaFleur come in early, I think is big, too, because there's a spot there for him. As a spotted tight end, because we know Coach Kelly wants to play multiple tight ends. But it's offensive line when you got Solomon Thomas, Tyler Miller, Brent Bordelon, Carius Kern, all coming in the spring. People say, oh, they can't help you. All I know is Emory Jones and Will Campbell were freshmen and played. Now, not every guy that you bring in is going to be one of those two guys. But it does go to show you, and I see it a lot more in college football today than ever before, teams saying, you know what, our best shot is the freshman, the 18, 19-year-old young man. Put him in there. Because if we redshirt him and he plays, we're not going to have him for too long if he's really good. Because those tackles today are so coveted by the National Football League. I think that's the story of Thomas, Kern, Miller, and Bordelon coming in midterm.
Yeah, I think you're spot on, Mike. And I love what you said about J.D. LaFleur, first of all. This is a true blocking tight end that can come in and enter the mix in a big way. He's a blocking guy, put his hand in the dirt, 6'4", 250. Just a unit of an 18-year-old that can step in and make an impact during spring ball. So I'm glad you addressed that. And then obviously switch gears to the offensive line. And Carius Kern's a dude. This is a guy who can really step in and enter the mix on day one once he steps on campus. And Brian Kelly alluded to that on National Signing Day, just talking about from a physical standpoint, physicality standpoint even. This is a guy who's SEC ready. So I have high hopes for a guy like Carius Kern to step in as well. Obviously, five-star Solomon Thomas was a late addition to this 2025 signing class. You got some guys that are going to enter the mix come spring ball. It's going to be a competitive group for Brad Davis in the trenches, and it's imperative to get these guys to campus. You sign four offensive linemen, and you get all four of them to campus a semester early, get acclimated to a college regime, get acclimated to spring ball, carry that momentum into the summer, then you go into fall camp, and you're really going to have the juices flowing. You're really going to have a competitive group over there. Like I said before, that mix between youngsters and veterans that are coming in through the portal, I really feel very confident in what they're doing in the trenches, considering you're losing four starters in Will Campbell, Emory Jones, Garrett Dellinger, and Miles Frazier.
The other guy, too, I threw in there, Brent Bordelon. Man, he's a man out there. He's kind of built like his pop. Ben Bordelon, who was, man, he was a really good football player at LSU. He's bigger than Bo. And I think he's an interior player. I think he's either going to be a center or a guard for LSU. But, man, he's built like a 23-year-old. If you walk up to him, he is a big man. And I think he may be able to see some playing time as a freshman.
He is. And you know what? You talked about his pops, and I think it's fantastic. It's fantastic. There's some legacy players in this signing class. You got J.D. LaFleur. Yeah. He's a legacy. Brett Bordelon, he's a legacy. I think it's great. It helps build a culture. And Brett, like you alluded to, that's a big boy. Seeing him on the sidelines pregame, that's a big guy. And if all things can go accordingly, I really do expect him to get some playing time sooner rather than later. But Brad Davis is a mastermind of a recruiter. We've seen that time and time again. He got four blue chippers to campus already. I love what he's doing in the trenches right now for the long haul. And obviously it starts with players like Carius Kern, Solomon Thomas, Tyler Miller, and of course, like you said, Brett Bordelon.
Zach, going back to the tight end position that Mike kind of brought up earlier, I remember when we were talking with, you know, about kind of the expected players that left LSU into the portal, maybe one of the more unexpected ones was Kamorian Pempton. I mean, you still bring back Tre'Davious Green and you added Sharp from the portal, and we also talked about, you know, the freshmen that are coming in too, but you also have, you've been reporting on an expected visit from Donovan Green from Texas A&M as well, so what's the latest on that?
Yeah, Donovan Green's a player who's a unique one. For me, in 2022, he was a freshman All-American, played a big-time role for A&M in year one with the program. Fast forward to 2023 of his second year, and he suffered a torn ACL. Now we move into 2024, and he didn't quite get the playing time that he would have expected. So it's a head-scratcher for sure, considering you got Bauer Sharp, you got Tre'Davious Green, you got J.D. LaFleur. where does he come in to get some immediate playing time? And I think it's a matter of him wanting a fresh start, a change of scenery, potentially see what can happen there. LSU's recruiting him, West Virginia, Indiana. You got some heavy hitters that are pushing for him. LSU's going to bring him in for a visit on Friday. He'll be in for 2 days on Friday and Saturday. We'll see what the buzz is after that visit. We'll see if LSU can make up some ground there. They're not pressed for a tight end right now, obviously, considering you've got some pieces there. Certainly, I'd like them to bring in a blocking tight end, of course, but I don't make the big bucks like they do. But nonetheless, you go out and you bring him in for a visit just to check things out, and we'll see what happens come Saturday evening once he departs campus. But it's nice to get an SEC transfer in town, of course.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us. Really appreciate it, bud. I know we had to kind of move things around, but, man, always you do a great job. And think a lot of you, but, man, keep up the great work.
Thanks, Zach.
Appreciate you, Mike. Appreciate you, Charlie. You have a good one. Thank you.
All righty. Zach Nagy, publisher of LSU Tigers on Sports Illustrated. You can follow him at ZNagy20 on X.